This could be the most expensive Thanksgiving in recent memory. Food prices continue to go up, and shoppers are doing their best to stretch their dollar at the grocery store. Our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, sat down with one of Idaho's best chefs, Chef Joyce Doty, who said, think about soup as a way to save money. Let's take a listen.
Well, perhaps we can talk about making a good stock, because I think that that's a great base. I remember my mom having really great stocks. And then, of course, that could turn into, you know, Mediterranean or Italian or Mexican, whatever. So talk to us about making a good stock.
You know, when you said we were going to talk about soups, I said, yippee.
Yeah.
This is the time of year. And I thought, you know, there are two or three helpful tips that I might share that might get people feeling a little more comfortable about making their own soups, if I could.
You bet.
And you're right. Stocks is at the heart of it. And when I went to cooking school, oh my gosh, I mean, you could spend a whole day making a stock. But let's be practical. We really don't have that kind of time. And we can get really good results by just doing a couple of simple things. And something I do is I have a gallon Ziploc bag in my freezer. And anytime, you know, if I buy leeks and I'm just using the bottom half, gosh, leeks are so expensive. I wash the top half, the green, and I throw it in that bag, put it in the freezer. Or if I'm using fennel or something and I'm not using the tops, I cut those off, I put them in that bag, send it to the freezer. Same with any like asparagus tips or those really heavy, barky broccoli stems. Mm-hmm. All those things that you hate to throw away because you're paid good money for it, I just put them in that bag. The other thing that's really great to save is if you are somebody that buys those roasted chickens at the market that make such a wonderful quick meal, mm-hmm. well, you pull off all the meat and you're left with this carcass, and that carcass will help make a wonderful stock. So you can take all those bones and throw that in the bag too and put it in the freezer for when you're ready for it. Then you just take that bag of frozen ingredients and you dump it in a big kettle. You fill it with water, maybe two or three inches over whatever the top line is of ingredients. Throw in a bay leaf, maybe some garlic, cloves of garlic, and just put it on to simmer. And this is a great Saturday project because it can just simmer for hours. You can just put it on low and let it go. Stir it occasionally to sort of, you know, mix things up and release some more of the little corners where it might need some jostling. And just let that simmer until it reduces and you have this wonderful stock.
And find out more about how to make that homemade soup for Thanksgiving by going to our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Experiencing the news each day can feel like a journey. With Up First from NPR, it doesn't have to be. Welcome to 15 easy minutes of breaking news, clarity on international and national affairs, all handed over not from some floating voice in the sky, from us, Layla, A, Steve, and me, Rachel. Start your day informed. Subscribe to Up First wherever you get your podcasts.